Escape pod ready.
No, escape pod.
I'm Earl Green, and I'll be your guide through the fantastic, the futuristic, and the unmistakably geeky. This is what tomorrow looked like yesterday. On this day in 2007, Space Shuttle Atlantis lifted off to make some major new additions to the International Space Station. New structural trusses and the station's now familiar huge solar power arrays were added on this flight.
T-minus 10, 9, 8, 7, main engine start, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and liftoff of Space Shuttle Atlantis to assemble the framework for the science laboratories of tomorrow.
In 1918, actor Robert Preston was born. In one of his last acting roles, he recruited the last starfighter.
Excuse me, son.
Store's closed, mister.
I'm not here for cigarettes or bubblegum, my boy. Can you tell me the name of the person who broke the record on that game over there, and where I might find him?
Alex Rogan. You're looking at him.
Alex Rogan,
Who are you?
Centauri's the name. I invented Starfighter, which is why I'm here.
It is?
It is. We have to talk about a matter of utmost importance. Step into my office.
Born today in 1936, singer, actor, and director James Darren. He's one of the stars of The Time Tunnel, and his career caught a second wind in the 1990s when he began appearing as holodeck rat packer Vic Fontaine on Star Trek Deep Space Nine.
Where are your manners, Julian? Aren't you going to introduce me to your entourage?
I am so sorry. Commanders Dax and Worf, this is Vic Fontaine.
How long you kids been married?
How did you know we were married?
When you're singing as many joints as I have, you become a student of the human heart. Don't beat yourself up, Pally. Just because you miss your wife doesn't mean you've gone blind.
What's that supposed to mean?
It means there are a lot of very attractive ladies in the room, and it's all right to look at them as long as you don't touch.
He's good.
And in 1943, actor Colin Baker was born, the sixth Doctor Who.
At last, I control everything. You are my pawns to do with as I please. You have no choice but to bend to my will.
Yes.
I own you. I am your creator. And I can be your destroyer.
Honestly, Doctor, stop being so melodramatic.
Mel, am I not permitted an occasional moment of melodrama?
Yes, but it's only a game of Monopoly.
A game that I am winning. I control Park Lane, Mayfair, the waterworks.
Doctor!
I want to imagine what it feels like to be a power-crazed dictator. See into the enemy's mind.
And?
Boring. And I hate hotels. Your role.
Oh, no.
Ah, excellent. You must surrender to my will.
£2,260 rent, please.
All right.
In 1955, Tim Berners-Lee, principal architect of the World Wide Web, was born. On this day in 1949, George Orwell's dystopian novel 1984 was published, depicting a future surveillance state in which no means of coercion was off-limits to a totalitarian government seeking information from its citizens. And in 1974, the Third Doctor fought his last battle on the planet of the spiders.
I've brought you the crystal. Now, why don't you just take it and leave the humans in peace? Both here and on Earth.
You think I care for the puny plans of my subjects? Earth? One paltry planet among millions?
Well, why is it so important to you?
My every thought will resonate within the web and grow in power until...
But you've built a positive feedback circuit. You're trying to increase your mental powers to infinity.
Exactly! I shall be the ruler of the entire universe!
Now listen to me. I haven't got much time left. What you're trying to do is impossible. If you complete that circuit, the energy will build up and up until it cannot be contained. You will destroy yourself.
You waste the little time remaining to you.
As John Pertwee starred in his last regular episode of Doctor Who, handing the TARDIS keys over to Tom Baker, who at the time was a relatively unknown actor. In 1982, Williams Electronics, purveyors of homegrown American video game hits like Robotron and Defender, introduced a Japanese import to American arcades, Moon Patrol. You can read about these events and many more on the logbook.com's ever-evolving timeline of geek history, and you can pick up the logbook's original books and DVDs, along with hundreds of other titles, in the logbook.com store. Thanks for listening to the Escape Pod.
Escape Pod was written and produced by Earl Dean.
Wait a moment.
Look, Brigadier, look. I think it's starting.
Well, here we go again.